We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, Earth Protecting viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider GoonNarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiao Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, a vegetarian restaurant in Texas, USA, offers monthly complimentary meals. In sustainable energy news, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI recommends constructing the largest solar energy plant in Europe. In environmental news, radio dramas in the Philippines encourage organic agriculture. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 21st, is the day the birth of the ancient Greek philosopher Plato is honored. Born in the early 5th century BCE, Plato, a vegetarian, was a student of Socrates. He is considered one of the greatest thinkers in history. Around 385 BCE, he founded the Academy, the top learning institution of its time, for the education of future leaders. His The Republic, a dialogue written around 360 BCE to explore the ideas of injustice, is recognized as one of Western philosophy's most influential works. Among his teachings, his respect for animals is evident. He said, "The gods created certain kinds of beings to replenish our bodies. They are the trees and the plants and the seeds. May brilliant, compassionate thinkers like Plato continue to guide humanity on the noble path."
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Northern Olak or Vietnam. In mid-April, rooftops were left tattered and food crops destroyed when hail and severe windstorms tore through Thai Uyong Province in Northern Olak, leaving hundreds of rural families affected. On April 19th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $20,000 and asked our association's relief team to help, sending her love and sympathy.
The donation could purchase an equivalent of $336,000 in emergency supplies if bought in the United States, based on the overall cost of living in Olak. After delivering essential food packages to more than 290 families in the most affected Don Ki district, our association's relief team brought a monetary gift to a rural kindergarten, where the smiling children also received new school supplies. Finally, basic food necessities were distributed to less fortunate families living near the border between Thai Uyong and Bac Khan provinces.
Chân thành cảm ơn Ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư và kính chúc Ngài sức khỏe, bình an.
We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her care extended to the most vulnerable, and we appreciate the efforts of our association's relief team to reach neighbors in need. May the people of Thai Uyong Province soon resume their daily productive activities as we pray that such disasters subside through the better protection of our delicate earth.
Citizens flee possible volcanic eruption. After a 4.7 earthquake shook the town of Al Ais in Saudi Arabia on Sunday, in a region known for volcanic activity, people from the surrounding five regional villages were evacuated for their safety. Underground magma levels were also reportedly on the rise, thus raising the chance of volcanic eruption. Vice President of the Saudi Geological Survey, Ahmed Al-Attas, noted that this was the largest quake thus far in the town. "We are thankful for the safety of all affected and pray that they can soon resume their fulfilling normal lives. To minimize these cases of unforeseen natural calamities, let us all increase our care for one another and the environment."
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Transmission of swine flu continues to widen. Worldwide, the spreading of the swine flu has caused illness for over 10,000 people, with at least 81 fatalities thus far. The country with the highest number of cases is the United States, with newly confirmed cases being added each day, for a current total of over 5,700 in 48 of 50 states, and an eighth death just confirmed. In Japan, rising numbers of swine flu victims, now approaching 300, have prompted the closure of thousands of schools. Several more confirmed cases outside the Americas were reported in Australia, in addition to the first ever in Formosa or Taiwan.
As health officials take early steps towards such measures as vaccines, other experts are reminding of the origin of this virus years ago in U.S. factory farms. Mr. Paul Shapiro, Senior Director of the Factory Farming Campaign for the Humane Society of the United States, explained.
So I don't have any doubt in my mind that there is a connection between the ways that we confine and abuse animals and public health threats. In fact, the Pew Commission on Industrial Farm Animal Production, which was a very prestigious commission that studied these issues for 2.5 years, found that factory farming poses unacceptable public health threats. And it's for that reason that the American Public Health Association, the largest public health group in the United States, has been warning for years about this, and in fact has called for a moratorium on construction of factory farms in the United States.
With no factory farms, the chance for new mutations of influenza viruses would shrink dramatically, thus not only preventing human illness, but also stopping the untold suffering of the animals themselves.
To the viewers, just know that every time we sit down to eat, we can make a difference for animals. We can choose compassion or we can choose cruelty, and that choice is up to us.
We send our thanks to Director Paul Shapiro and the Humane Society of the United States, as well as all others who are working to bring insight to this life-threatening situation. Our prayers for the protection of those affected by the often tragic swine flu virus, and that people the world over will soon discover the healthy ease of the vegan diet, guiding us to a safer future for all.
Citizens show their Veggie Pride around the world. The annual Veggie Pride Parade has been held in numerous locations, including Lyon, France, New York, USA, and Birmingham, UK. People of all ages and nationalities donned animal-friendly costumes and held banners to demonstrate their commitment to the compassionate plant-based diet.
People who care about their health, people who care about humane kinship, and people who care about the environment are going to choose a vegan diet.
As a vegan, I actually have an advantage over my meat-eating competition. And at my age of 39, competing against 25-year-olds, it's proof that a vegan diet not only works, but it's optimal for sports.
A lot of people talk about climate change and the fact that all the chimneys and trucks and tractors and cars are the cause of the climate change. But we forget something very important, that the climate change that we are causing is a problem that's on our plates. And the place is filled, stuck with meat and dairy products, and that's very bad for the environment. And I hopefully that people, when they see this parade, will decide to stop eating meat and dairy products.
Participants called for more measures to be taken to ensure a healthy vegan world.
It's essential that not only everybody watching this become a vegetarian, try to affect public policy, because the world's future depends on a major shift to vegetarianism.
Well, I'm in support of the vegetarian, you know, parade and the issues that they're concerned about, and making sure that we work to protect the rights and welfare of animals and the global environment. Go green is really an important thing. And I'm running for mayor because I think we need to do more on these issues. And the only way to do it is to have a real revolution in government.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
A big hats off all participants of the International Veggie Pride Parades for your enthusiastic promotion of the considerate, earth-saving vegan diet. We join you in this optimistic march towards a healthy world with harmony amongst all beings.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production.
Swine flu.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu.
Mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning.
Preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese, derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harmed-benefits-flyer.
Syrian writers' freedom restored. Noted human rights activist and journalist Michel Kilo has been freed after a three-year detainment. His release was celebrated by the National Organization for Human Rights in Syria, as well as the international advocacy group Reporters Without Borders. Head of the National Organization for Human Rights, Amar Kurabi, stated, "We welcome his return to his place in the civil society. We need his moderation and his presence among us. We join in gladness for your regained liberty, Mr. Kilo, and wish you a joyful reunion with loved ones. Our prayers for your safety and those of colleagues throughout the world as you carry out your noble duties of conveying accurate, timely information while upholding values of goodness."
International Forum closes with success in Jordan. The World Economic Forum on the Middle East 2009, a three-day event held in Jordan with the participation of 1,400 governmental, business, and civil society leaders from 85 nations, focused on both social and tangible resources to further the region's development. This included discussions on sustainable energy and education of youth in the Arab nations to ensure the skills of a new generation. The forum concluded with a challenge to implement these goals, along with the recognition of the need for stabilized peace between Arab nations and Israel to continue steady growth in the Middle East. World Economic Forum participants, we laud your commitment to bring further unity and advancement to the Middle East. With such harmonious efforts, our world is sure to be a better place for all.
Save our planet. North American mammals show effects of climate change. A comprehensive study conducted by scientists at three U.S. universities found that mammals in the state of Michigan have already begun moving north in response to global warming. Species such as the white-footed mice, southern flying squirrels, eastern chipmunk, and common opossums previously found in more southerly areas have increased in the northern parts of the state, while species indigenous to the north are in decline.
According to the study's lead author, Professor Philip Myers, the shift could have significant impact as the animals studied disperse seeds and are an integral part of the habitat.
Dr. Myers and all colleagues, our gratitude for your detailed work showing the effects of climate change on our vital ecosystems. Let us rapidly progress in our steps to stabilize the planet and protect all lives.
In a video conference in July 2008 with our association members in Germany, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded to a question about the animal kingdom, revealing through her inner communication their caring message about our planetary crisis and its ultimate solution.
They don't worry about climate change. They don't worry about their own safety or anything like that. They more worry about how humans degrading themselves, mirror in the climate tragedy and the damage of the environment and maybe the destruction of the whole planet. The animals worry about that, the degradation, the destruction of humans' noble quality. They try to tell us over centuries that we should live a noble life, the life according to Jesus' teaching and Buddha's doctrine. But very few listen. They still say the same. I say what I say, be fast, go green. Save your souls.
Save our planet. Norway's first hydrogen highway put into place. A 560-kilometer highway opened on Monday between Oslo and Stavanger, premiering more than a dozen cars and hydrogen-filling stations along the route. Similar such throughways are already in use in Japan and California, USA. Norway's oil and gas company, Statoil Hydro, specifically constructed the stations for recharging hydrogen cars, which run at speeds comparable to conventional vehicles and emit only water vapor. The Norwegian highway may be joined at some point in the future with a hydrogen autobahn in northern Germany. Our green salute Statoil Hydro and Norway for this encouraging advancement in eco-friendlier travel. We look forward to the expansion of zero-emission transportation for all.
Save our planet. U.S. President Barack Obama announces a new goal of reducing vehicle emissions 30% by 2016 to minimize pollution and increase independence from the non-sustainable resource of oil.
Save our planet. Farmers in the Indian state of Nagaland are facing adverse conditions such as increased summer temperatures, a growing pest population, water shortages, and mysterious crop illnesses, all of which are considered a consequence of global warming.
Save our planet. Environmental news agency EcoWorldly reports on 10 ways to use online social media for global change, including Twitter, building a social networking site, hosting a social media event, and political venues such as the virtual town hall of the US-based website whitehouse.gov.
Save our planet. The World Ocean Conference, or WOC, in Indonesia featured the recently released online tool Google Ocean, which shows the environmental plight of the world's seas to raise awareness towards saving them.
Hi, I'm Una Nagrina Kuchi. I'd like to introduce you to Sweet Lua.
Hi, nice to meet you all. Una and I are on a vegan diet, free of animal products.
We have a health tip today.
Many people know that flossing is good for the gums, but do you know there is another benefit?
Yes, it also helps to keep your arteries healthy.
Isn't that interesting? Flossing is good for your arteries. That's according to a study from New York University in the USA.
Flossing helps to reduce bacteria in the mouth that may enter the bloodstream and cause inflammation in the arteries, which can lead to more serious heart problems.
So protect your precious health. Remember to floss daily.
Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And thank you for tuning in. Now for the weather around the globe.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Texas, USA, on the last Sunday of every month, Suma Veggie Cafe of Richardson, Texas, is offering complimentary vegan meals. The restaurant, managed by our association members, is pleased to provide the opportunity for others to get to know the plant-based fare. All are welcome to this vegan luncheon, which is served from 11:30 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon. Some entrees include fried rice, sushi, spaghetti, tacos, and soy burgers, all delicious and free of animal products.
I liked it very much.
If anybody came that didn't know that it wasn't meat, probably wouldn't know the difference, and that's, I think, incredible and great, and it's good for you, so it feels good.
I found going vegetarian helped me with my allergies. I didn't have as many. I didn't have problems with joints and arthritis type things that I had before. And just for the compassion reasons, I think it makes more sense.
May more Earth citizens quickly realize how a plant-based diet can improve our health, protect our animal cohabitants, and safeguard our planet. A loving vegan world is befitting the children of God indeed.
In sustainable energy news, Pope Benedict XVI calls for construction of a $660 million solar plant. The project would be the largest solar energy station in Europe. It will be situated on 740 acres at the village of Santa Maria di Galleria near the Vatican City. The eco-friendly endeavor would go into operation in 2014. It will generate enough electricity to power 40,000 homes and prevent an estimated 91,000 tons of CO2 from being released into the atmosphere. His Holiness has spoken on a number of occasions about the need to protect our planet. Our deep gratitude, Your Holiness Pope Benedict XVI and the Vatican, for your great commitment to protecting our planet. May God bless all nations and leaders to promote a green lifestyle that will ensure a healthy and vibrant ecosphere. Coming up, radio dramas in the Philippines share information about the benefits of organic farming. We're going to say a quick hello to our lovable llama friends. More conducive news coming up on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, energizing news for a mighty world. In Ecology News, a radio drama in the Philippines airs information about organic farming. The Foundation for Information Technology Education and Development, or FITED, has joined with Go Organic Philippines Consortium to encourage the earth-loving method of agriculture among the nation's farming communities. The advantages, such as improved health, increased crop production, and benefits to the ecology are highlighted. Kudos, the Foundation for Information Technology Education and Development, and Go Organic Philippines Consortium for your laudable collaboration. May your broadcasts help many to transition to organic ways that are kind to ourselves and Mother Earth.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled, Longtime Friends.
Two elderly men had been friends for long, long, long time, many decades. They had shared all kinds of activities and adventures, happiness and sorrows. But lately, due to their age, they could meet only a few times a week. One day, the first man looked at the other and said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I know we've been friends a long time, but I have forgot what your name is. Can you please tell me?" So the second man looked at him and said, "Well, I have to go back and read my diary first. I don't remember either."
And now for our viewers' heartlines. Nature's Pharmacy, Superfruits, was presented on Supreme Master Television's Healthy Living. The show introduced some fruits that have many health-giving properties. Our viewers wrote,
"Thank you so much for this. Our foods are our medicines." Lil.
"The goji berry that is said to be rare. I found a huge bush of those berries growing on our schoolyard. This is awesome. Thank you for this." Power from St. Catharines, Canada.
Health conscious viewers, it's a lot of fun to discover the wonderful and varied bountiful offerings of our earth. Everything we need for vibrant health is abundantly available with a plant-based diet. Let us enjoy it and share the good news with our friends and neighbors. In God's love.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for watching this edition of Noteworthy News.
May your life be filled with heavenly inspiration.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Space Agency, or ESA, launches the Herschel Telescope, the largest ever seen into space, along with Planck, a spacecraft that will collect data about star and galaxy formation.
During the opening of the American Ballet Theater in New York City, USA, First Lady Michelle Obama highlights the importance of art to the creative spirit and development of the country.
Firefighters in Washington, D.C., USA, rescue four baby ducklings from a storm drain after the distressed mother duck was seen calling out repeatedly and refusing to leave the location.
In addition to launching a field hospital for persons fleeing conflict in Sri Lanka, India pledges 25 tons of supplies for much-needed medical treatment.
France's First Lady, Carla Bruni Sarkozy, writes a letter to Myanmar's government calling for the freedom of Nobel laureate and pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi.
The U.S. Department of Defense donates meals meeting Islamic dietary requirements along with water trucks and tents to assist some of the 800,000 people affected by civil conflict in Pakistan's Swat Valley.
Iranian chess master Artusa Kokashian was named chess grandmaster after she gained 8 points in 11 games during the 38th Chess Olympiad in Dresden, Germany.
A brave unnamed 10-year-old girl in New Plymouth, New Zealand stands by and pulls on her friend to help her successfully escape from an abductor.
Some 6,000 Jews from Tunisia and around the world complete a pilgrimage to the oldest synagogue in Africa, located on the Tunisian island of Djerba.
Her Royal Highness Princess Basma bint Talal of Jordan, president of the Jordanian Alliance Against Hunger, welcomes participants ending a 6,000-kilometer rally through 11 countries to raise funds for eliminating global hunger.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.